إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers in Islam, I thank those here at Markaz Imam al-Shafi'i for inviting me to this first gathering here in Mombasa, Kenya, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it beneficial for us and for them and to accept it from us all. Indeed, these types of gatherings of knowledge, are extremely important for the believers, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran the destruction of mankind, where Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Al-Asr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned and swore by time that mankind is in destruction. Everyone is lost. Then Allah Azza wa Jal made istithna. Allah made an exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and do righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Those who come together upon the truth and those who come together and enjoin patience. So the community here in Mombasa, Kenya, coming together in the Markaz Imam al-Shafi'i, in the masjid, coming together upon the truth to remind one another of our obligation as it relates to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal is very important. Likewise, this is from the ta'awun. This is from individuals coming together upon good, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, where our Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned and ordered, come together upon righteousness and piety, and do not come together upon sin and transgression. And my brothers and sisters, we know people all around us come together upon evil. They come together upon sin. So for the believing men and the believing women to come together to benefit something in their religion is very important. And this is why the believers will have the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, coming together in one of the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal to learn your religion and to continue doing so is from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal like no other blessing. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah said, say, the fadl of Allah, the bounties of Allah in His mercy. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ. This is that which they should rejoice over. This is that which they should be happy over. The bounties of Allah and His mercy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Coming together in the masjid of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the masajid, to learn your religion, to study, to benefit yourself in this life and the next life, is better than that which the people have of wealth. is better than that which the people have of cars, is better than that which the people have of palaces. Because Allah Azza wa Jal gives the dunya to those whom He loves and those whom He doesn't love. Allah Azza wa Jal gives the dunya to those whom He loves and those who He doesn't love. But Allah Azza wa Jal only gives deen and love of the deen and love of knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jal only gives that to those whom He loves. So this is a tremendous blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be grateful for it. Likewise, we should understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the believers to come together in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal and to learn their religion. As is mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكْرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a people do not come together in a house from the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal to study the book of Allah, the Quran, yani the religion, and to teach it amongst themselves, except that the tranquility befalls them, the mercy surrounds them, the angels surround them, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions them with those who are with Him. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the individuals with the malaika. So that's an indication to us all that coming together in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal to learn the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is one of the reasons why an individual would obtain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The topic of the lecture that was decided with the brothers, jazahum Allahu khayran, was the encouragement to seek knowledge. The encouragement to seek knowledge. And that which is mentioned in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this important topic. And my dear brothers and sisters, you should understand that this topic is becoming stranger and stranger as the days pass. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Islam began as something strange and it will return to being something strange. So tuba lilghuraba, forgiveness or a tree in Jannah for the strangers. And my dear brothers and sisters, from amongst the strangers are the people that seek knowledge. You have people today seeking dunya. You have people today seeking worldly pleasures. You have people today seeking status. You have people today seeking fame. But very few people today take time to learn their religion. They say that's something that everyone knows. That's something that's easy. But indeed it is not, my dear brothers and sisters. It is something that only someone that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed His favor upon takes the time out to learn it. Because you don't get anything tangible when you learn the religion. Yani you don't get anything that you can hold on to. It is purely the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we want to take a few moments to mention some of the virtues of seeking knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran that Allah will raise those who believe from amongst you. And those who have been given knowledge, Allah will raise them in levels. Allah Azza wa Jal would raise them in levels. The scholars of Islam, they mentioned, from amongst them Imam Ibn Qayyim and others, they mentioned that this is a clear proof of the virtues of knowledge and the people of knowledge. Because Allah Azza wa Jal said, Allah raises those who believe. And Allah raises those who have been given knowledge in levels. So Allah mentioned the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that He raises the believers. And then from the believers, Allah mentioned another party that He raises them even higher. And those are the people of knowledge. When you learn your religion, Allah Azza wa Jal raises you from amongst the believers. So this is from the virtues of seeking knowledge. Likewise, from the virtues of seeking knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal said, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَعُلُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Allah bore witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Himself. And the angels bear witness, and the people of knowledge. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned three individuals. He began with Himself, and then He mentioned the angels, and then He mentioned the people of knowledge. Imam Ibn Kathir, he said this is a clear proof for the virtues of knowledge. Because when Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to mention His oneness, He did not choose anyone. Allah mentioned Himself, and then He mentioned the most purest of His creation, the Malaika. الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. The individuals that they do not disobey Allah, and they do exactly what Allah told them, the Malaika, the purest from the creation. So Allah mentioned Himself. And then Allah mentioned the Malaika. Then Allah mentioned humans? No. Allah mentioned a special group of humans. Allah mentioned the people of knowledge. So when Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to bear witness to His oneness, He chose the best. He began with Himself, and then He mentioned the Malaika, and then He mentioned the people of knowledge. So Allah did not just mention anyone. Likewise, from the virtues of knowledge, from the Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Say, are the people who know the same as the people who do not know? Only the people of understanding would reflect. So Allah Azza wa Jal is informing that the people of knowledge are on a higher level than the regular person. The person who gains knowledge of the religion, knowledge of his Lord, knowledge of the Book of Allah, knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is not like a person who does not know. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal said, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal said, is the one who knows that what has been revealed to you, yani the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the truth, is he like someone who is blind? Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Miftahu Daru Sa'ada, he said this is also from the virtues of knowledge. Because Allah informed, the person who has knowledge is on a high level, and the people who do not have knowledge, it is as if they are blind. It is as if they are blind. And this is not actual blind, this is a spiritual blind. They do not know.
what is halal, what is haram, how to pray correctly, how to fast correctly. They don't know. So Allah Azza wa Jal described those individuals as if they are blind. So when you learn your religion, when you learn the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you spiritual sight. Allah gives you the sight of your eyes and the sight of your heart. But the individuals that do not know Islam, the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those individuals are blind. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all sight. Also from the virtues of knowledge, as is reported in the authentic sunnah of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqqihu fi ad-din. Pay attention to this important hadith, my dear brothers and sisters. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever Allah wants good for, He gives him understanding of the religion. So my dear brothers and sisters, an indication that Allah wants good for you is that Allah allows you to learn your religion. It's not an indication. If Allah gives you a beautiful house, or if Allah gives you a beautiful wife, or if Allah gives you a beautiful car, or if Allah gives you a very good job, is that an indication Allah wants good for you? Not necessarily. Because we all know disbelievers that have more than that. Any Muslim that has a beautiful car, or a beautiful house, or a good job, your neighbor could be a disbeliever, and he has a bigger house, and he has two cars, or three cars, and he has businesses, and he could be a Hindu, or a Mushrik, or a Jew, or a Christian. So does that mean that Allah wants good for him? No. So having dunya does not indicate that Allah wants good for you. But learning your religion is an indication that Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for you. Is an indication that Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for you. Umar ibn Khattab, the second Khalifa, he had a governor. And that governor was out of the city one day. And he approached his governor and said, who have you left in Mecca or Medina? I can't recall at this time. Yani, you're out of the city. Have you left someone there to govern? He said, yes, I've left such and such. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, who is he? He said, he is a freed slave. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, you left a free slave to be on your behalf, to govern the city on your behalf. So the individual said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has memorized the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is a scholar. Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has memorized the book of Allah, and he is a person of knowledge. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, indeed Allah will raise people with the book, or lower people with the book. Indeed, if you learn the religion, it is Allah Azza wa Jal elevating you and raising you if the individual is sincere. Likewise, from the virtues of knowledge is the hadith of the son-in-law of the Prophet, Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khayrukum, the best of you. And understand something, my brothers and sisters. When the Sahaba heard from the Prophet, the best of you, they gave it their attention. Because they always wanted to be the best. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always and say, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best action? What is the best deed? Ya Rasulullah, inform me of something I can do that would enter me into Jannah. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to always try to do their best to be at the forefront, the best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Uthman ibn Affan, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. The best of you is the one who learned Quran and teaches the Quran. So if an individual learns the Book of Allah, and they learn tafsir, and they learn to understand the Quran, and they teach it to others, Allah Azza wa Jal would make them from the best of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them from the best of the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, the best of you is a doctor, or the best of you is a lawyer, or the best of you is a businessman, or the best of you is so and so. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you is the one who learns the Book of Allah and teaches it. Abdul Rahman, one of the narrators, said, since I heard As-Sulami, he said, since I heard that hadith, I sat for 40 years teaching the Quran. I sat for 40 years teaching the Quran. Why? Because he realized that if you want to be the best, you learn the religion and you teach it to others. And that reminds us of the statement of Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that your intention in learning the religion is to remove ignorance from yourself and from others. That is your intention. To remove ignorance from yourself and from others. So it is upon the believers to take time to learn the religion and teach it to others. Likewise, you have the hadith of Abu Darda, reported in the books of Sunnah, that Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-ulama warathat al-anbiya. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the ulama are the inheritors of the prophets. فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَا لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْحَمًا وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ فَقَدْ أَخَذَ بِحَذٍ وَافِرٍ. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. The prophets did not leave behind wealth. The prophets did not leave behind gold or silver, but they left behind knowledge. So my dear brothers and sisters, so Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. So my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died 1400 years ago. And none of us, I believe, have gained anything in terms of wealth from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we can still take from his inheritance. You can still take from the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And your children can still take from the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? By learning your religion. By learning your religion, you take from the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no doubt everyone wants to take from the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you learn Islam, when you learn Islam, you are taking from the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his famous companions and one of the most knowledgeable companions, he entered into the marketplace, Abu Hurairah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered into the marketplace and he found people standing. And he says, Ma a'jazukum, how are you missing out? How are you individuals missing out? And they said, why?
He said, because the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being distributed in the masjid. The inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being distributed in the masjid. So the people went and they flocked to the masjid. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu waited for them. After some time they came back and they said, we did not find anything. He said, what did you find? They said, we found gatherings of knowledge. We found gatherings of knowledge. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that is the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is upon the people to benefit. It is upon the people to learn. It is upon the people to take from this inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also in that same hadith of Abu Darda, it began with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سلك الله به طريقا إلى الجنة. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever takes a path seeking knowledge, Allah will grant a path for him to Jannah. My dear brothers and sisters, if I were to ask, do you want a path to Jannah? Everyone would say yes, of course. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you take a path to seek knowledge, Allah will make your path easy for you to Jannah. So although it's permissible for a person to become a businessman, and it's permissible for a person to become a doctor, and it's permissible for a person to become an engineer, but doing so does not make your path easy for you to Jannah. So when you learn your religion, and you learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you teach it to others, Allah Azza wa Jal would make your path easy for you to Jannah. And the reason why, my dear brothers and sisters, we should learn the religion and we should teach it to others is because the knowledge is disappearing. And there's no prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَنَا خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِ. Pay attention. Our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am the final prophet. There is no prophet after me. So if the religion becomes lost, if people do not no longer know Tawheed, if people no longer know Tafsir, if people no longer know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the religion is lost. Then the religion is lost. So what is it upon us? It is upon us to learn it and to teach it so that we can are sure that the coming generations have knowledge. My brothers and sisters, why did Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, take his time to gather one of the greatest books of hadith ever? Why? So that the coming generations would know the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why did Imam Muslim take his time to gather the hadith of the Prophet so that the coming generations would have the authentic hadith? Why did Imam Ahmed? Why did Imam Malik? Why did others? Why did they gather the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Did they gather it for themselves? No. They gathered it for the coming generations. So they were concerned about the coming generations. They were concerned when knowledge would become lost. So it is upon us to have that same concern. It is upon us to have that same concern, or even greater. Because as you have in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا مِن زَمَنٍ إِلَّا وَالَّذِي بَعْدُهُ أَشَرٌ مِّنْهُ. Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is not a time except that the future is worse. There is not a time except that the future is worse. So my dear brothers and sisters, we see the current days, people do not have a love of knowledge. People do not have a love of learning. Rather, they're playing video games, or they're looking at TikTok, or Instagram, or Facebook, or Twitter, or the likes. And you tell them, come to the masjid, there's a dars. They said, that's for old people. That's for old people. No one does that today. But then when the World Cup is around, you see hundreds of thousands of people racing to the football field, or racing to the large screen TV. Hundreds of thousands of people. So the World Cup is more important than learning your religion. The World Cup is going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment. But look, compare the numbers of Muslims. I'm not talking about disbelievers. Compare the number of Muslims that flock to the streets to watch the World Cup. Compare that to the number of Muslims that flock to the masjid to benefit something from their religion. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, it is upon us to learn the religion. From the last of the narrations, and there are many, but from the last of the narrations that would remind the believers of the importance of seeking knowledge, and seeking knowledge from the people of knowledge, is the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma in Bukhari, Muslim and others, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِدُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ, that Allah will not take away the knowledge by removing it from your chest. Allah will not take away the knowledge by removing it from your chest. وَلَكِنَّهُ يَقْبِدُهُ بِقَبْدِ الْعُلَمَاء, but Allah will take away the knowledge by the passing away of the people of knowledge. The scholars of Islam pass away. حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُتْرَكْ عَالِمٌ اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُحَالًا فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the scholars will pass away until there remains, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the scholars will pass away, the true scholars, the scholars of Tawheed, the scholars of Sunnah, the scholars that connect us to the Salaf, they will pass away until no scholars remain. And the people will take the ignorant as their leaders. They ask them, they are led astray, and they lead the people astray. So my dear brothers and sisters, we are living in those times. You go up to an individual, and you say to that individual, who are the scholars of Islam? The first thing they think of is the person who has a million followers on TikTok, or the person who has a million followers on Instagram. Since when was TikTok or Instagram a criteria for seeking knowledge? Since when? When in the history of Islam? My dear brothers and sisters, you can have a million followers just by being a comedian, just by saying jokes. You can have a million followers. Just by speaking nicely, you can have a million followers. So it was never a criteria, and it will never be a criteria for knowledge. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum took knowledge from who? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Tabi'un, the generation after the Sahaba, they took knowledge from who? They took knowledge from the Sahaba. The Atba'i Tabi'een, the generation after the Tabi'un, they took knowledge from the Tabi'un. And it will continue like that until the Day of Judgment. Individuals took knowledge from the people of knowledge. They took knowledge from the people that were known for seeking knowledge with the scholars. But nowadays, you ask people, who do you take knowledge from? Immediately they think of the individual who has the most followers on social media. That is not a criteria for knowledge. And because of that, you had the statements like our brother Sheikh Jazahullah Khairan, when he gave this introduction to this lecture, he said the statement of Muhammad ibn Sirin, which is mentioned in the introduction to Sahih Muslim, that Muhammad ibn Sirin said, "Inna hadha al-'ilma deen, fanzuru 'an man ta'khudhu deenakum." He said, "This knowledge is your religion. This knowledge is your religion. So be careful who you take your knowledge from. You don't give your ears or your heart to anyone. You take from the people of Sunnah. You take from the people of Tawheed. You take from the people of Salafiyyah. You take from the people that want to connect you to the scholars of Islam." My dear brothers and sisters, there are individuals that have 10 million followers on social media. 20 million followers on social media. They do not teach Tawheed. They do not teach Sunnah. They do not connect you to the Salaf. They want you to follow them. They don't want you to follow the scholars of Islam. The likes of Sheikh bin Baz, the likes of Sheikh Uthaymeen, the likes of Sheikh al-Albani, the likes of Sheikh Muqbil, the likes of Sheikh Salim Fawzan, Sheikh Nuhaydan, Sheikh Budayan, they don't want you to follow them. They say, "Why would I mention those scholars? I am a scholar." So who made you a scholar? Imam Malik, and this mark is named after Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the greatest scholars of Islam, said, "I did not give fatwa until 70 of my scholars gave me permission." 70 of my scholars gave me permission. He did not give a fatwa. But these individuals today, when you say to them, "Who are your scholars? Who did you study from?" They will not mention anyone. My brothers and sisters, Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, just examples. Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book, Sifat al-Salah, Description of the Prophet's Prayer, which is one of the best books that was ever written on the description of the Prophet's prayer. Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, used over 150 references in that book. So where this great scholar of hadith, this great scholar of Islam of our time, who died 23 years ago, in his book, in describing the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not bring it from himself. And he is one of the great scholars of our time. One of the greatest scholars of our time. He used over 150 references. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is upon you to learn your religion, to study your religion. It is upon you to take time. Get off of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Come to the masjid. Learn your religion. Learn the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take it upon yourself and pass it to others. Did not, and we will close with this, did not our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, "Idha mata ibn Adam, inqata' 'amaluhu illa min thalath." When you die, all of your actions end. And all of us will die. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you die, all of your actions will end. You cannot fast anymore. You cannot pray anymore. You cannot make umrah anymore. You cannot make hajj anymore. Your actions, you cannot make dhikr anymore. When you die, your actions will end. except three. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, Sadaqatun Jariyah, a continuous charity. So you build a well in Mombasa or in other parts of Kenya. You build a well. People are drinking from that water. You're in your grave. You're getting charity. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, Aw ilmun yantafi'u bihi, or knowledge that people are benefiting from. So when you teach not, when you learn and you teach it to others and you're in your grave and people are still benefiting, you are getting thawab while you're in your grave. Imam al-Bukhari died 256. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal died around 240 or 204, I can't recall. 241. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And here we are in the year 1445 and we're still reading their books. We're reading Usul al-Sunnah. We're reading Sahih Bukhari. We're reading Sahih Muslim. We're reading all of these books of the Salaf, and they died over 1,000 years ago. And they're in their graves. So what are we doing to learn knowledge and to pass it to the coming generation so that we have something in our grave that benefits us? And the last thing the Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَّلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا لَهُ, or a righteous child to supplicate for them. So when you die, and we will all die, you can leave behind three things: a continuous charity, or beneficial knowledge, or a righteous child. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is upon you to learn your religion, to study your religion, to buy the books of the Sunnah, to read those books, to benefit from those books, to teach those books to your children, so that you can have something that benefits you in your grave. These are just a few statements, something to benefit us from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the speech of the Salaf as it relates to knowledge and its virtue, and as it relates to seeking knowledge. And a lot of it can be said, but because of time we will stop there. Alhamdulillah, we got the chance to visit this markaz and this masjid, and we are very happy with that which we saw of the different gatherings of knowledge and of teaching the Quran, and the madrasa which is upstairs and the library which is upstairs. And we ask our brothers and sisters to please support the masjid by coming to the masjid and enroll your children in the madrasa, and let your children learn the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and benefit from the library, benefit from the books. Take time to learn your religion. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you and upon me. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us. May Allah increase us in knowledge. May Allah give us beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us success to follow the way of the Salaf al-Salih, and to benefit from the scholars who have passed away and the scholars who are currently present and their students of knowledge. And may Allah make us from those who are sincere. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.